We'll talk about why they want to connect to Saturn at the end of this statement, but the physics that are involved. We talked about the vacuum of space actually being comprised of an electric plasma or a charged field of plasma. That's the medium that they are going to take advantage of. When I spoke of the electrical discharges taking place between the planets in alignment, in the Bible, it's described as Jacob's ladder. And if you were standing on Earth and looking up at Saturn, at this plasma conduit, is how I describe it, it would look like a ladder, wide at the base and narrowing towards the top, just because of the perspective. This plasma conduit is what they are trying to create utilizing the particle accelerator. The form of this plasma conduit are Birkeland currents. Now, Birkeland currents are two oppositely charged streams of electrons, positive and negative, and they're arranged in like a DNA helix. They're in a helical twisted pair fashion. These are naturally occurring in the universe. Hubble, the space telescope, has taken pictures of massive, even light years long, Birkeland currents existing in the universe. What the LHC has the capability of doing is to artificially create what occurs in nature, creating Birkeland currents that will travel through the ether, Tesla, travel through the plasma as a medium of communication, of transmission, of electrical energy from the LHC on the Earth to the southern pole of Saturn. People have emailed to me and said, how can they span that vast distance between Earth and Saturn utilizing just the LHC? Well, it's pretty simple. It's like a match thrown into a pile of tinder that has gasoline soaked in it. That's what the plasma is. It's tinder soaked in fuel, and all you have to do is strike a match and direct it. And that's what the LHC will do with its electrical energy, is to transmit that electrical energy through the plasma to the southern pole of Saturn. Now, I'll stop there before I get to why they want to make that connection happen. Yeah, I have two slightly different theories. The first one is that the leadership of the entities, the fallen angels described in Revelation, that the leadership exists, the angels that provided the hidden knowledge, the hidden technology, the forbidden fruit to those in the ancient times that were practitioners of the occult and the present day practitioners of the occult. That leadership is imprisoned within Saturn itself as a prison planet. We could then say that the purpose of the conduit is to transmit, to free and transmit that leadership to Earth, to the abyss within the Earth itself, and CERN acting as the gateway, the portal, to allow those entities to move from Saturn back to the Earth. Now, the slightly different version that I have of that is that Saturn is, and that's where you are starting to go, is that Saturn is in fact the abyss rather than the abyss existing here on the planet Earth. Now, it's kind of semantics at this point because this is what they believe. It isn't what I believe or you guys believe. We're just reflecting what we've been studying and hearing. I don't think that we're going to be here to observe this, to witness this, and to know how this really plays out. But if they believe that whoever is residing in Saturn is either the leadership or all of the entities that they wish to free up, it being the abyss itself, so be it. Their goal is to connect to Saturn and to unlock the doorway, a dimensional doorway, between our two planets. Crowley, and he was focused on Saturn as well, Aleister Crowley. So if you look at a lot of these occult societies, the hidden societies, you'll find at their core the worship of Saturn. And so we have to ask, why are they so fixated on it? And I think it stems back to this idea that Saturn and Earth were, joined together within the same plasma envelope.
Right.
Part of what they're trying to do, in addition to the connection utilizing Birkeland currents, as I describe as a plasma conduit, is to create that plasma envelope around Saturn again, because it's comprised primarily of gas, to reignite, if you will, and that's just a simplified way of saying it, but to create a plasma envelope around Saturn, also to terraform this planet, both the surface of the planet as well as the magnetosphere, by creating a plasma envelope around Earth again that would be identical to the plasma envelope around Saturn. They cannot bring the two planets together again physically in terms of a shared envelope of plasma, but they can create the plasma at both locations. And the purpose of the envelope here on this planet is for the new race of beings that Satan wants to create.
Yeah.
After killing God's creation. And that's why we see all the terraforming events taking place on this planet. It can sound like I'm completely mad, and I perhaps might be completely certifiably insane here. But the point is, this is what these characters believe. It's not what I believe, and you've already said that.
Right.
I'm simply conveying what I have discovered through research. Let's talk just for a second about Saturn itself again. People probably are familiar with the photographs of the southern pole and the northern pole of Saturn. The southern pole of Saturn has a spiral that looks very much like the spiral that we saw over Norway. At the northern pole, we see the hexagonal shape of contra-rotating energy clouds. That's a particle accelerator, if you want to call it naturally occurring or perhaps created by entities, whatever. But that northern pole of Saturn is a synchrotron particle accelerator.
Mm-hmm.
It's a much larger version of what is going on at CERN.
Mm-hmm.
That synchrotron particle accelerator is generating Birkeland currents that travel through the core of Saturn and connect to the southern pole of Saturn. The purpose of that is, again, for the joining of the two planets. Mm. Two synchrotrons communicating through a plasma conduit. The physics exist. We have our machine here, and there's a machine at the northern pole of Saturn. Well, you're seeing, I believe, these spots. I think you're seeing that there's a naturally occurring or gathering of the plasma energy on the planet. It's much like the eye of a tornado or eye of a hurricane. And so these are rotating plasma fields, and these are generating torsion fields. And there's a lot of discussion about torsion fields distorting time. And you're just simply seeing that gathering of the plasma energy within that rotating planet, within that eye of the storm type of effect. What we see in the terms of hurricanes and tornadoes here on this planet is no different than what you're seeing on these other planets, but on a much larger scale. And we go out to an even larger scale and we look at galaxies and nebula in the cosmos, we're also seeing this gathering of plasma and this concentration of electrical forces pulling together that in the gravity model scientists want to call black holes. That's just a gathering of plasma, a concentration of it. And that's occurring on these large planets, and it occurs on our planet as well in the form of hurricanes and tornadoes. Clyde Lewis was kind enough to invite me to two of his Ground Zero University events as a keynote speaker. In the second event, Clyde was in attendance with me, as he always is. We noticed two gentlemen sitting in the back of the room who were wearing suits and ties. The rest of us were in casual clothing, and the room was extremely warm. After 3 hours of discussion, these two gentlemen approached me in the parking lot as I was leaving. They didn't shake my hand or anything. They were polite otherwise, and they said, "We like what you're saying, but we'd like you to stop." And that was all they said, and they left. Now, this was following an increase in harassment in the form of electronic harassment on my websites, my two laptops, everything. I went on Facebook that evening and made the decision to discontinue what I was doing. It was very clear to me during my three-hour presentation that they were disapproving of what I was saying. We were able to, following this event, pinpoint that it was my use of the name of the manufacturer of the adiabatic quantum computer that got me in trouble. I made the announcement on Facebook, pulled down my Facebook pages. My YouTube channel had been pulled down. Within 3 days of that taking place, all of the electronic harassment ceased, and they left me alone. About 4 months later, while I had gone dark, so to speak, I then had a conversation with Clyde Lewis about what happened, and he asked me to come on the air. And for the first time, he revealed to me and the public that he, too, had been approached in the parking lot after I had been. Yet one of the gentlemen shook his hand, and rather vigorously. Within about 20 minutes, Clyde was in the emergency room and was diagnosed with having been poisoned. We believe it was a poison transferred by the handshake. It was a pretty clear message. Now, he didn't tell me this when I went dark. It was after I had made the decision to come back into the public arena, and he revealed that incident. So the two of us, unfortunately, Clyde suffering more than me, but the two of us got the message not to use the manufacturer's name anymore. I have not really received any harassment other than interruptions to Skype interviews and things like that, which may be natural, they may be, you know, purposeful, I don't know, but they've pretty much left me alone because I'm not using that specific name anymore. They're letting me run off at the mouth, if you will, with all of my hyperbole and hubris. And there is a lot to that statement, but in that, in particular with Saturn, the goal is to electrically reconnect Earth and Saturn using the LHC.